Hello, I'm Quinn Doherty. Today I'm introducing you to Stephen Hollander's podcast. Today we'll be talking about the usage of phone, what's on the phones, top platforms, all that good stuff. And here's Stephen.
All right, thank you, Quinn. I'm Stephen here, and today with my special guest, Matt Morrissey.
Hi, I'm Matt.
We're going to be talking about different apps and platforms on phones and marketing. So, Matt, first question I got for you is, what are the top three platforms you use on your phone for social media?
I'm a Snapchat guy myself.
Nice. You know,
I also like me good Instagram every once in a while, some Twitter too.
That's pretty cool, man. What about your, what is the type of tone you use on those top three apps?
You know, Snapchat's more personal, you know, it's more like a personal thing for me and my friends. Instagram, you know, I use it more professionally, you know, to get my brand out there. And Twitter, I express myself and how I feel.
That's pretty nice, Morrissey. I love to hear it. Do you support the marketing that is used on these type of platforms that could disrupt your usage of the application or
Personally, I don't. I'm not a big fan of them, but I see why people, you know, could like it because, you know, it's like a lot, very convenient. You know, it just shows up there what you want to see.
Understand. Convincing. Cause marketing is defined as a type of corporate social responsibility in which a company promotes a campaign that has a deal purpose of a profitability while bettering society.
There you go.
What do you think about that?
I think.
I don't know. Okay, Morris, do you want me to explain a little more?
Yeah, explain, please.
Basically, what it is, it's just Bennett. It's the company putting themselves out there on your social media, basically advertising themselves.
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but you know, like I can't support it because it's convenient for everyone. I see why people do support it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Morrissey, in your opinion, what do you think makes a great advertisement?
I don't know, man. I feel like something that grabs your attention, you know, and holds your attention.
What you mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I'm gonna go ask another one of my fellow partners over here, Cam Markham. Can you come over here real quick?
Hey now.
Cam, what are your top three apps you use on for social media?
Do you include YouTube on that?
What? YouTube is not a social media platform, Cam.
Well, otherwise, then I just use Instagram and Snapchat.
You use the third one by any chance?
Nah.
All right. Now here I have Mike Joyce and Nassim. And Mike, what do you think makes a great ad?
I think what makes an ad effective is probably the cover and the product that the ad is advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if it's on first glance, it's appealing, then I think that, you know, it'll make a lot of people click on it. If it's like a boring topic, then a lot of people will want to exit out or click past it. But if it's an interesting topic, if it has like maybe a hook that can draw people in, then it could be more effective.
I see where you're coming from. Now, have you ever bought an ad that you've seen on television or Instagram or any sort of social platform?
I've seen ads for certain games on Instagram that have interested me a little bit. Usually on TV, if I see an ad that's trying to sell me a product, I don't pay attention to it because I don't believe everything I see on TV. But if it's for a game that I've seen on Instagram or something, then yeah, sure, I'll download it from time to time.
Now, memes are mainly a joke for Instagram accounts to put out there, and sometimes memes help sell products. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes. I think that putting memes in advertisements is insanely effective because it captures the attention of a lot of young people who I think what makes an ad most effective is putting out something that people can relate to and laugh at maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think that memes really help with that because memes They're very open to the younger people in society, like millennials and you know, young teenagers. So I think that using memes and advertisements would be super effective to get those like category of people to buy or look at that product.
I like that there, Mike. All right. We have a new person coming into the set, and we have Travis Buckley. Hello, Travis. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm glad to be on the podcast.
Good to hear it, bud. Tell me a little bit about yourself, first of all.
I live in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. I play ice hockey and lacrosse.
Pretty cool, man. Mm-hmm. How long have you been playing lacrosse for?
Just a couple years, like 3 or 4.
It's tough, man. Now, today we're going to be talking about what makes a great ad, okay? What do you think makes a good advertisement to convince you
as a viewer? I think it's got to be appealing to the buyer, and like it's got to be a good ad, and it's got to like show what the product does, like if it works and like that stuff.
Nice. Have you ever bought an ad off of, let's say, TV or something like that?
I have not, actually. More appealing towards social media ads. Mm-hmm. Like towards like games on like Instagram and stuff, I'll try out.
I can follow that. I'm guilty of the exact same stuff.
Glad to hear I'm not the only one, Hollander.
Now here's a kind of odd question. Do memes help sell a product, even if, let's say, the meme isn't created by the producer?
I think it does, because it's putting out like bless you.
Thank
you. I think it puts out like towards like advertising without being paid. So it's kind of like free advertisement in a way.
Good point there, Travis. Now, you said that you've seen Instagram for ads, correct?
Yep.
What are the top three like social media apps that you use?
I mean, I think Facebook's a pretty big one. I like Snapchat and kind of like Twitter or Instagram. Between like those four.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple days ago, I took a study on teenagers with time uses on Instagram. How much do you think you would say you use Instagram?
Per day?
Yeah, per day.
I guess I'd spend probably close to like an hour per day, which is a little too high.
It's about where the most teens spend time.
Okay.
How about this one? What type of tones do you use on your social media apps?
I think on like Snapchat I'm more like nonchalant, like laid back, but on like Instagram I'm more like serious about like what I post and stuff, you know.
Cuz it's like Instagram is kind of like our generation's way of a online resume, kind of.
It's kind of like, follow me. It's like us expressing ourselves, yeah.
Exactly. Seeing what, if, and anybody can find your Instagram, so they can always just look you up and be like, oh, look, there's Travis Buckley. What is he like? Oh, he plays lacrosse and hockey.
Yeah.
Now,
yes, sir.
Have you ever, do you have DirecTV, or do you watch your videos and TV on your phone or like an app like that?
I do. I use like Netflix, Hulu, like so sites like that. Sometimes I use like just like the regular, just like buy stuff off iTunes, like see like TV shows like that.
I think that's what you're talking about. Now you said you use to watch videos. You said Hulu and Netflix, right? Yeah. What's your favorite TV show to watch on, just in general?
I kind of got through like Rick and Morty and stuff. I'm like,
that's an all-time classic. An all-time classic, buddy.
Yep.
I'm kind of what's it called? I'm kind of just getting distracted. So, I think that's all the amount of questions I have for you today. Okay. So, catch you next time, Travis. All right,
thank you.
Now for our final guest, we have Rosario.
What's up, Hollander? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Rosario. We got a couple questions to ask you today.
Yep, man. Let's hear them up, all right?
Okay, first question. What do you think makes a good ad?
Something flashy, something that catches your eye, Steven.
Good. You have anything else to elaborate on that a little bit?
You know, like something that's just going to catch your eye. Something, you know, colorful, something that's got a good picture.
Love to hear it, bud. Have you ever bought anything like from an ad, however?
Yes, I have.
What did you purchase? And where did you see this ad?
What did I purchase? I think it was something for my stand, I think, you know?
Your stand. Where did you happen to find this ad?
I did see it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, what caught your eye from this ad?
It was just colorful and had a nice picture to it. So nice basically book. How I explained earlier, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. When you scroll through Instagram, if you think you had all the money in the world and you saw some of the ads that you see on Instagram or TV, do you think you would buy all of them or just not really
because
you're just not convinced?
No, I'd be selective because you don't need something that you don't need a
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like just if you could, like you could buy the ads. Do you think the ads that are put out on social media?
But just because you have the money doesn't mean you need it.
That's not the point. It's saying, do you think the ads are good?
Some of them are.
Do you think they're good ads?
They're not going to all be good. Some of them are, some of them aren't.
Some are, look obviously fake.
Do you have a preference or a ad that catches your eye sometime, but you just don't need what they're selling to you?
I'm sure I do, but I really don't, can't recall any of them at the moment.
When an ad's natural,
that's all the time I got for today, buddy. But
we're gonna
have to wrap it up, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Well, thank you for coming on the set, everybody. Thank you, Rosario. Thank you, Morrissey. Thank you, Cam. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Travis. And let's close this baby out.
Catch you on the flip side.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Hollander's podcast today. We want to thank our ad sponsors and all the guests who came onto the show. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.